The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, March 9, 2022. Annette Pino, Cuba's representative to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, based in Netherlands, highlighted her country's conviction to move towards general disarmament. Speaking at the 99th session of the OPCW Executive Council in The Hague, Pino stated that this process must be carried out under strict and effective international control, diplomatic sources disclosed. The island's ambassador reiterated the condemnation of the use of weapons with this technology in any place, by any actor, and under any circumstances. Cuban scientists reported that the trend of the COVID-19 pandemic on the island in the coming days is toward a slow decrease in the incidence of cases of the disease. During a meeting with President Miguel Díaz-Canel, the experts presented a study on the situation of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus in the Latin American region, the world, and Cuba. Its results ratified the validity of the measures implemented on the island to face the pandemic, especially the development of vaccines and vaccination strategy. The website of the presidency reported that Raúl Girovart, dean of the Faculty of Mathematics and Computer Science of the University of Havana, said that for some territories, the number of cases would continue to be high. Still, the models point out that confirmed cases could be close to 70 cases per day by the end of March and more sporadic deaths. Cuba's education, sports, and culture are among the sectors traditionally affected by the United States blockade, a diplomatic source stated. In the latest stage, the main impacts on these spheres have been manifested in the impossibility of Cuban institutions to access technologies and have international participations, and in the increase of costs due to the rise in freight expenses in more distant markets. This year marks six decades since the institutionalization of the U.S. blockade, which constitutes the broadest and longest-standing set of coercive measures against a nation in contemporary history. And in the international agenda, we have that. Despite warnings, security measures, and alerts, especially from women's organizations themselves, groups of hooded women penetrated the marches in Mexico for International Women's Day and created chaos. It was an unjust action that caused injuries to a large number of people, destruction, and other excesses to tarnish a demonstration in Mexico City of more than 55,000 women and tens of thousands of others in City's island. Mexican women carry out a tireless battle against these evils at all levels, from home and work to academia and parliament. And if the laws favor them more and more, it is due to that fight that does not stop and that, unfortunately, has claimed thousands of violent deaths, mainly women. Meanwhile, the Venezuelan government released two detained U.S. citizens for humanitarian reasons as part of recent talks between senior White House officials and President Nicolas Maduro. The information circulating this Wednesday was made public through the account of the Telesur journalist Madeleine Garcia, who cited official sources, and according to the reports, among the detainees is Gustavo Adolfo Cárdenas, a former director of Petroleum Corporation, a branch of Petróleos de Venezuela in the United States. The other is José Alberto Fernández, a Cuban-American detained in February on the border with Colombia. Last Monday, the president confirmed the establishment of contacts with Washington to develop a positive agenda in the field of respect and mutual recognition. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.